Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, a place where the river of God flows. Pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson invite you on a journey to change the church, challenge the colleges, and charge into the community. The following message is entitled, I'm Dreaming Again, Part 2.
What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee? To the earth, and his brother envied him, but his father observed his saying. Father, thank you for the word that you sowed in my heart to minister. For these next few minutes, give me articulation of speech. Let me say what you've said me to say. In this now probably third sermon, God, let me speak clearly, let me speak concisely, but let me speak also in a timely way that I will not wear your people out, but I will, God, show them the way. I will inspire their hearts to see as you are speaking and they would now live a whole nother way. We thank you. We glorify your name. And all God's people says amen and amen. Somebody say with me real loud, I'm dreaming again. Amen. Last week we learned very clearly, and again, I'll be wise here. Last week we learned that dreaming is the liquid which God uses to wash away that which is old and everything that has passed away. Sometimes God's causing us to dream about it because he has put a finality to it. Right? And I cannot say as loud as I need to say, this is a season that you need to be paying attention to your dreams. All right? Because some of the things that God is causing us to dream about, he's saying that's old and that's passed away. What happened to you when you was 4, it's over. I removed the curse of it. Take a look at it for your last time. Because the enemy you see today, won't never see him again. Come on, do me a favor. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, pay attention to your dreams. Dreaming is the awakening of God's mind into our minds and the minds of mere mortals. Dreaming causes hope to rise to unprecedented heights and levels. Dreaming is the awakening of the mind of God. Stay right there, hold it, because I'm almost there, all right? Just stay right where you are, all right? Somebody said to me real loud, I'm dreaming again. I'm dreaming again. That means your mind is alert to what God is saying when my eyes are closed or when my eyes are open and I have an open vision. My mind has now been alerted that God's communicating to me. Dreaming moves us forward when we move in faith. It is a mechanism that God uses to synchronize his people with his plans and his timing. Sometimes the problem is not what we're going to do. It has everything to do with when we're doing it. And God will give us a dream in an attempt to synchronize our earth with his heaven. To everything there is a time, and to everything there is a season. God gives us dreams because he wants us to synchronize us to how heaven is moving as it's supposed to be on earth. And there is nothing like, and I wish I had more time, but I don't, y'all. There is nothing like getting synchronized with God. That's a good place. You should have said amen. There is nothing like getting synchronized to God. The closest thing we see on earth is when we see a husband and a wife that is totally synchronized. They nearly can end each other's sentences. They go pick up what the person wanted for dinner. They cut the grass and they don't even have to ask the grass to be cut. There is nothing like, and this is some of our dilemma right now. We're trying to force and we're trying to make, come on, a little bit closer. We're trying to make something happen, and it's not that it's not going to happen, but God wants to make sure that if there's any glory, our glory is in him. I'm so glad we don't have to be self-made. Because those of us that have tried, that doesn't end well. If we go back and check the scriptures, whether it's in Genesis or Zephaniah, he said, I will make of thee a great nation. God, you didn't hear what I said. I will make of thee a great nation. Some of us need to put our efforts down because it's too much us. And we have to throw our hands up and say, God, what are you trying to make of me? Then go back to that yes that we were singing about. God, what do you really want me to be? Where do you really want me to go? How do you really want me to function? What dimension have you given me in this season? What, amen, strategy have you given me in this season? God, show me what I'm supposed to be doing. Dreaming, and I know some of this is repeating, but this is, I really believe, what we need to hear right now. Dreaming is where God begins to synchronize us with his plans and his timing. And this is where I ended last week and where I pick up today. Dreaming is the place where the mind of God is revealed with no filters. The mind of God is revealed with no filters. Somebody said me real loudly. I can see clearly now because I'm dreaming. In Job 33, and give me a couple more minutes, and I promise y'all I'm done. In Job 33, it says, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumbering upon the bed, then he opened the ears of men, and he sealed their instructions, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man, that he may keep back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing with the sword. So dreaming, according to Job, is a way that God speaks to his people. So when we say, God, when we say, I'm dreaming again, what we're declaring is God is speaking in a new way and I can hear him. I can understand. I can perceive what he's saying. All right? So when we say, come a little bit closer, give me a couple more minutes, I promise you I'm done. When we say we're dreaming again, what we're saying is, I can hear God speaking in the language that he's speaking, I can understand it, and I can perceive what it is that he's saying. So come on, somebody say with me, I'm dreaming again. When dreaming, and this is where I pick up, when dreaming is received as a language, the hearer then becomes extraordinarily productive. When dreaming is received and understood and walked out as a language that God is speaking, we start having success and start wondering, how did that work out? If we go a little bit further in this story, there's going to be a butler and a baker. And there's going to be dreaming. And because they dream correctly, they become extremely productive. If you would pay attention to what God is saying through your dreams, and if you would rightfully interpret it, you will see some productivity where you've seen barrenness. You know exactly what to do with that child. You know exactly what to do on that job. You know exactly what to do in the community. Y'all come a little bit closer. You know exactly what to do with that thing that you call hard. Dreaming is where God releases the ability to make us more productive than we've ever been productive in our lives. Somebody go ahead and say it with me one more time. Say, I'm dreaming again. I'm dreaming again. Dreaming turns our earth into his heaven. Please hear this. God is releasing in this season dreams to change everything and make all things new. Say that again, and I'm almost done. When we receive it as the language of God, we become extremely productive. Dreaming will turn our earth into his heaven, all right? Dreaming releases God's ability to change everything and make any and everything new. Let me ask y'all a question real quickly. Is there anything that you want to see the newness of God on? Talk back to me. Is there anything you want to see the power of God move? And now you can say all things have been made new. Is there anything? When I nudge you to go into the world of dreams and ask God, God, let me begin to dream again. As we enter into the realm of dreaming, by God's inspiration, we must understand that God will show us secret things. And you got to get this. And I hope this will help you pay attention, because this is what God does when we're dreaming. He reveals secret things. Put in your notes, Jeremiah 33, 1 through 3. Ask, and I will show you mighty and great things that you did not know. People of God, y'all come a little bit closer. I don't know of anything we can't ask God for. Okay, y'all, I don't know if y'all hear me. Because I can hear the question in the atmosphere. Is it okay for me to ask God for a dream to show me what I'm supposed to do? He said in Jeremiah 33, ask of me and I will show you great and mighty things that you did not know. So yes, you can ask God to give me a dream. In dreaming, God reveals secret things. Come on, somebody just say it with me. God, show me some secret things. God. Dreaming is where God reveals secret things. Go a little bit deeper. Dreaming is where God dismantles evil powers. Dreaming is where God releases powerful angelic beings to bring us assistance here on earth. And him bringing assistance causes his plans and his purposes to begin to work. I cannot say this loud enough because I still hear it in the atmosphere. We trying to do this on our own. We trying to figure it out. We trying to work it out. We trying to hustle it out. We trying to think it out. We trying to do all of this. And God said, whoa, 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 whoa. I didn't create you to do all this by yourself. I created you with the need of salvation. And then when you got saved, I created you with the need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And that with, amen, speaking in tongues and walking in the gift. I created you that you could then have divine assistance of angelic being. And somehow we've been convinced, and I know where it came from, and I'll write about it in the book that I'm writing about right now, but where it came from is the period of enlightenment that we move from community, amen, to now being me, myself, and I. How many times have God sent angels and we declare we didn't need them? I got this. I don't need no help. God, I feel like preaching, but my time is running out. Don't ask for something in prayer and then confess something differently. Because somehow we're asking for something in prayer, but then when we get in public, we're possessing something differently. If you say, God, I need help, God, I need strength, God, I need a way made, and then God sends an angel to open the door wide open, don't then question, what is this? Sometimes the answer is at the door. God, I feel you. Sometimes that co-worker is not a co-worker. Okay, y'all ain't saying nothing. She wasn't even supposed to work at your job this year, but they brought her in at the last minute. Sometimes, oh God, I wish y'all could hear me. Sometimes it ain't a co-worker. It's an angel, because you asked for help, and God moved somebody to get his angel there to keep you encouraged every day, to keep you coming back every day, to keep your head lifted, and you messing around, not even appreciating what God said. If you, in prayer, earnestly begin to ask God for assistance and ask God for to open up a door and ask God to make ways out of no way, and then earnestly believe what you prayed for, God done dispatched angels to work for your favor. God done strengthened your spirit to now endure. Come on, somebody say, my spirit has been strengthened to endure. Because that's what I pray for. God, in prayer, he reveals secret. I got it. My time is up, y'all. In prayer, God reveals secret. In prayer, God dismantle evil powers. In prayer and in dreams, God released powerful angelic beings to assist us and to bring his causes and his purposes to pass. When I was doing this study, and this is where I get ready to conclude, I shifted from talking about dreaming to understanding that dreaming, according to Genesis 28 with Jacob, Jacob has a dream, but then coming out of the dream, he confessed, this is none other than the gate of heaven. His dreaming became a divine encounter. If we handle dreaming right, it turns into a divine encounter. Divine encounters are supposed to be life-changing. You got to stick with me and get what I'm trying to say. I keep telling y'all real loud, I'm dreaming again. Somebody said real loud, I'm dreaming again. If you go to Genesis chapter 28, it was not just a mere dream of mortals. It was not dreaming like our neighbor's dream. Y'all ain't saying nothing. But it was dreaming like believers' dream. When dreamers believe, amen, by divine inspiration, the dream is supposed to come a divine encounter. I'm dreaming, but my dreaming now is turning into a divine encounter. This is none other than the gate of heaven. And the Bible says he saw angels ascending and descending. I heard Bill Johnson or Lou Engle say something this week that was very profound. He said, stop saying it's just a dream. Because we're minimizing what we saw, it has minimal effects. God showed you all of them friends, and you minimize it. It's just a dream. They really not like that. God, I'm preaching way better than y'all saying amen, but that's all right. All right. Stop minimizing. Stop saying it's just a dream. Hi, God. What you saw could be the next 60 minutes, the next 60 days, the next 60 years of your life, but you now minimized it that it's only a dream. Let it become so important that you write it down. Let that dream be so significant that now you commit prayer to what you saw in your dream. Let what you saw in your sleep become so real that when you walk every day, I'm looking to see come to pass what I saw in my dreams. God, 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 God. You didn't hear what I said. Let it become so significant. I got to stop, y'all, because I'm out of time. Let it become so significant. I do feel like preaching, y'all. Let it become so significant that you write it down. They say that which you write down, it has been committed to memory. And if you write it at least 15,000 times, they say you can't forget it. So what I saw, amen, I'm going to write it down. But don't just write it down. When you have times of prayer, good God Almighty, when you have times of prayer, take your dream with you into your prayer closet. And we do understand that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. God, you show me this. By this time, God, I'm going to have multiple businesses and all of them going to be multi-million businesses. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I saw it in my dream. I wrote it down. Then I committed it to prayer. When I write it down and I got to stop. When I write it down, I commit it to prayer, then it becomes a divine encounter. What you saw is waiting for you to arrive to make it come to pass. God. Okay, y'all ain't hearing me. What you saw, because you committed it, amen, to writing it down, and now you committed it to prayer, and you bind and you loosed, and you told the devil you can't have what I saw in my dream. I saw all my kids. I wish I could take y'all back to my daddy. My daddy said this 50 years ago. I see all of my children preaching the gospel. He didn't didn't say we're going to be lawyers. He didn't say we're going to be doctors. I think some of his dream kept me out of the NBA. He said, I see all of my kids being preachers of the gospel. I believe he wrote it down and he committed it to prayer. And then oftentimes when we hear him talk, that's all he would say. I see my three sons preaching the gospel. Well, one of them committed real early. The other one, it took a little longer, Colton. The other one, we all doubted, would daddy's dream come true? You know, daddy said all of us gonna be preaching. Do you know Mike's going to Germany for the seventh time? Do you know Mike won't get out of the military? He ain't nowhere interested in church. Now he go, but he ain't interested. You will be amazed what dreaming, writing, and praying produces. After 27 years, here come my brother out of the military, and we just think he joined in the church. And about 2 weeks later, he said, I've been called to preach the gospel. Because somebody dreamed it, wrote it down, committed it to prayer, and then begin to look for it to happen. Our problem is because we don't believe God can speak the dream, we don't think God can do it. He let you see all of that, and you remember all of that, and you can write all that down, and then you're going to say, it's just a dream. God, come a little bit closer. Hey, God, you remember too many of the details. I need to talk to people that are dreaming. You remember too many of the details. You saw the door that you went in and the door you came out. You saw how your hair was. It was long and light, but in your dream it was short. And you remember all of them details and you think it's just a dream? The devil is a lie. God speaks, and he speaks in the language of dreams. Gotta get done, y'all. Dreaming, committed to prayer, because we wrote it now, are supposed to be divine encounters. Because what we dreamed, because what we wrote down, and because what we committed to prayer, atmospheres ought to be waiting for us so it can happen. I don't know if y'all can hear what I'm saying. Atmospheres ought to be waiting for us. Because it's time for it to happen. Hey, God. I'll say it again, Naomi. Atmospheres ought to be waiting for us because it's time for it to happen. You remember one of the points I gave you about dreaming? Dreaming synchronizes us with the timing of God. Well, atmospheres are waiting for us because it's time to happen. That's why you can't let people hold you in one place too long. Y'all ain't saying nothing. That's why you got to be careful with time snatchers. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me. That's why you got to be careful with who you connect with. Because sometimes the connection is a delay. Sometimes they trying to hold you up from where God's taking you. And you got to know when to shake yourself loose, because there's somewhere I got to be. Okay. Now you got to shake yourself loose. Come on, say, neighbor, shake yourself loose. When we have dreamed and we've written it down, we've prayed it, and now God, there's angelic beings, it's supposed to become a divine encounter. Let me say it like this. Some season of our lives, Kim Sturkey, we ought to be able to say, I keep running into God. About that, you're being cheated of the Christian experience if you don't never run into God. You've been cheating of your Christian experience if you don't never run into God. Okay, I'm gonna keep saying it because the atmosphere don't want me to put that out there. You're being cheated out of your Christian experience if you don't ever run into God. The world tries to call it deja vu. You run into God when you walk into a situation and it happens exactly like in your dream. somebody, you're about to run into God. How he showed it to you in your dream, it's going to happen on Tuesday. It's going to happen on Saturday. It's going to happen on next week. And it ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Come on, y'all, come a little bit closer. I know you said it at least once. I've seen this before. I know you said it at least once. You're looking around like, wait, I've been here before. You just ran into God. And I see, oh God, I see some hard situations. I see some stuff that we really ready to give up on. I see some stuff that we don't know how it's going to work out. We about to run into God. Oh God, we about to run into just how God showed it to us. He going to work it out. And it's going to work in our favor. And it's going to turn around. And it ain't going to take us down, but it's going to take us over. Tell somebody I'm dreaming again.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message, or know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to receive the full-length copy. We hope you are encouraged, and please remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.